Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Thanks very much for that great introduction, Spike Reel, as usual, and welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show. We have a special edition today, and we've been talking with business owners and their advisors for several months now about different situations that we're looking at out there. We see the economy improving, but we also see an aging demographic, and a lot of business owners that are wondering how they're going to someday exit their business. And with me today is a special guest joining us from Las Vegas, Steve Beatty from Financial Solutions for Business. And we're going to talk about a book that he's put out just recently, and we're also going to talk about what he's seeing in his area. Steve, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure, Steve. You know, before we get started, we always like to give our listeners a little bit of background and let them know who they're listening to. So could you share some of your background with us and tell us how you got started in this field?
Sure, great. I started as a financial advisor in 1989, just a year out of college, after being a sports writer of all things, and quickly realized that I had an affinity for working with business owners. I come from a long line of business owners. My grandfather owned a number of optical stores, and my father was in the optical business, and my stepfather for the last 32 years owned a dietary supplement manufacturing business, and I had a real affinity for business owners. I understood them, I could talk with them, I could understand their needs, and so about 1992, I really started specializing in the needs of owners of closely held businesses, and have really migrated in the last, 10 years to exclusively working with what I would describe as high-income, high-net-worth business owners. And really now it's primarily baby boomer, high-income, high-net-worth business owers.
It's an incredible group of people because they're usually very giving, very bright, and very can-do with their attitudes. So I'm sure you found it's just a great group of people to get to know, and they're really the backbone of the U.S. economy. So
I love working with those people. They truly are all those qualities that you said, and many of them become friends, and they're inspirational to hear their stories of how they got started in business and how they figured out to succeed and thrive. I'm really fortunate to do what I do.
So, Steve, what types of businesses do you work with, or business, what sizes and types of businesses, I guess, with your business?
Well, types is a broad area. We have a number of different types of businesses, from distribution businesses to manufacturing to, some gaming-related businesses here in Las Vegas, contractors. We have a number of different types of businesses. I would say the size, 5 to 50 million in sales is typical. I've got some that do more than that, some that are a little bit smaller than that. And pretty much in the 40 to 65 year old age range for the business owners. And I say that the additional focus that I have when I ask to meet people is that I love working with business owners who are coachable and care about their community and care about their families and care about their employees. So those are really the type of people that I look for.
Now, when you say someone who's coachable, I think I know what you mean by that, but tell our listeners, what's the difference between someone who's coachable and someone who's not?
Great question. We all have expertise in a particular area. If my client that is owns an electrical contractor for a large convention center, he's an expert at doing what he does. That doesn't mean he's an expert at everything. And so I guess coachable to me is that they're willing to listen and accept advice and realize that they might not know everything about everything and are willing to partner together to come up with the best solution for that client. And that's really what it's about is you know, what are the client's goals? What are they trying to achieve? What are their hopes and dreams? Where are they at now? And how can we partner together with my expertise and the client's feedback on what feels right and what fits in terms of building strategies to help them get from where they're at to where they want to be?
Great answer. You know, it's so in other words, they're there because they want to be there. They want to get better, and they want to work with someone to do that, not because someone's
twisting
their arm.
And they want an expert to help them. Yeah, they want an expert to help them. Exactly.
Now, you know, in your business, and it's called Financial Solutions for Business, right?
Correct.
So what are some of the big problems or the most common problems that you see when you work with business owners? So in other words, you walk in to talk with someone and they say, here's my problem. And you go, well, I've seen this one 100 times. So what are some of those things that are the most common that you hear about?
Well, I've broken it down into a handful of areas. And I created a pyramid that's a hierarchy, and these usually are the areas that I get called in initially. We tend to end up doing more holistic planning for that business owner, but usually it's, like you said, one particular problem. So one situation is estate planning, is that they know that their assets aren't going exactly to whom they want, when they want, in the most efficient way, and haven't really handled that, and so we quarterback that situation. The area that's becoming the most prominent among those clients that I work with is, I've got this business, it's successful, it's worth something, I don't know what it's worth, I know that I can't do this forever, how do I exit this business? And so exit planning has become a huge focus. I've gotten 2 exit planning designations this year, the Certified Business Exit Consultant and the Certified Exit Planning Advisor designations.
So you're serious about this type of planning.
I'm very serious because I think it's a huge concern for my clients, and it's a huge concern for our economy. I mean, some statistics that I heard, Bill, recently is that baby boomer business owners own 63% of all businesses. Think about
that.
That's 4.5 million businesses.
Yeah, that's huge.
50% of those business owners want to exit in the next 5 years, and 75% within the next 10 years. There's a huge transition that's going to happen. All told, those businesses are worth $10 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
If that's not handled properly, what's it going to mean for those business owners? How are they going to monetize the value of their business? And what's it going to mean for our economy, for the jobs that are lost if those businesses don't transition successfully? So I think it's one of those potential huge, as I call it, silver tsunamis that is ready to come ashore here real quick.
Well, it's a great point, and that's something that we talk about a lot, because a lot of those business owners are going to be sorely disappointed when they realize it's a buyer's market out there. And we've had a recent guest that said there's a 250,000 businesses for sale, but only about 25,000 transactions happen a year. And so that means 9 out of 10 aren't going to be sold, so you have to be really ready. So that's what you do, is help them look attractive to a potential buyer and get ready for that day when they're saying, and I think that's a misnomer. A lot of people, they hear exit planning and they think, well, I'm not ready for that yet, but it takes time. How much time does it take for someone to get ready in an optimal situation, Steve?
I think it's 18 months to 3 years to really optimize that value. And remember, the future owner of that business could be any number of situations. It might be a third-party buyer, but it could be the employees of that business. It could be the children of the business owner. It could be a private equity company. I read a statistic that there is $270 billion of private equity money sitting on the sidelines right now that can't find businesses that are suitable investments. These businesses aren't ready for private equity to give them the money to be able to use to grow those businesses. And so taking that time to prepare that business and grow the value is one of the best things a business owner can do.
Well, and it's like a big pyramid out there too, isn't it, where you have many businesses that are worth $5 million and up, but a huge number that are smaller than that, that still throw off nice livings for people, but the private equity firms, by and large, aren't going to be looking at that group. They need to come up with their own strategies to pass it on to family members or maybe be an absentee owner. So there's a lot of planning that is situational, like you say.
It's completely situational. Planning, one of the tips that I'll give for your listeners is planning is completely situational. Anyone that tells you anything else is not doing you a service. You've got to look at what the owner's particular needs are, what their particular situation is, what their goals and what their fears are. You've got to take all that into account and come up with customized solutions. A solution that we've used a lot that I think is underutilized is an ESOP. The benefits of having a ready-made market, the employees of the business, to enjoy the tax advantages that ESOPs can provide and create a lot of potential wealth for those employees, it's a win-win solution that I think a lot of people don't use because they simply don't understand how it works and what the benefits are.
Well, some people can't even spell ESOP, Steve. What is ESOP? What does it stand for?
Employee Stock Ownership Plan. It's a specialized qualified plan that allows an owner to keep the legacy of that business going, perhaps stay and continue to work in the business, but to monetize the value, put dollars in his pocket by selling the business to the employees of that business through a specially designed retirement plan. It's an amazing tool.
Yeah, and
that's
it is.
Right.
And again, we tell this to listeners over and over again. Picture your grandfather's tool shed. Grandfathers always seem to have the best tool shed. It's out back. It's a walk-in tool shed. It's got tools. You recognize the screwdriver and the hammer, but you look over on the side and you go, what the heck is that thing, and how do I use that? Well, every tool has a purpose, but not every tool is meant to be used by everyone in every situation. So what you said earlier was run from people who say always and never when they're talking about planning, and be open to some of the other tools that might be in that shed that might be perfect for your situation. But sometimes you need someone to explain and operate those particular types of tools and specialists. So,
yeah, and work with a craftsman that knows how to use those particular tools in the right situation and create beautiful results with those tools.
Yeah, exactly right. So now, Steve, you've written something, a book called The Ultimate Business Owner Plan. Is that correct? That's the name of
it? That's correct. Yep.
Now, what? Give us an overview of what's your picture of the ultimate business owner and what's the plan for that business owner?
Well, the subtitle is how to have the business and the life that you've always dreamed of. It's my belief that there is no difference between personal life and business life. It's all your life. And so focusing on what is it that if I could have anything, the phrase that I always use is, if I gave you a magic wand and you could wave it and create whatever you wanted, what would you create? So if a business owner thinks about their life now and in the future, what is it that you would want to create? And to really get clear on that, write that down, have a very vivid picture of what that looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And then start to design their business to be a vehicle to help them achieve those goals. They've got a very different approach to business and to life. And that can be done. Exit planning is a big part of that process. Overall, business owner financial planning is a big part of the process. The tagline for Financial Solutions for Business, my business, is that we help you grow, protect, and ultimately enjoy the value of the greatest asset that you'll ever own, your business. And that's really what the book is about, is about how to do all of those things, is to get a picture of the life that you want to have, to design your business to be a vehicle to help you get there, and then how to grow, protect, and ultimately enjoy that value.
Now, when you're talking with people about achieving those goals, what kind of fears come up? What kind of things are they really concerned about and afraid of when it comes to this topic?
There's, I'd say one category of fears is, I don't know how to do it. I don't want to look stupid. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to start. That sort of thing. So it's the kind of the fear of, I don't, know how to do this exactly.
The technical, they don't want to mess it up, because it really, they only have one shot at this, right?
That's right. Yes, that's it. That's exactly right, Bill. So that's one side. The other is fear of being taken advantage of, by someone that doesn't have their best interest in mind. And so they kind of have to get over that trust factor, I think, for some business owners, because they've been involved with people in the past that had agendas that weren't necessarily in alignment with the business owners, and so they worry about that. I think that the other is that they worry that they're going to sell too soon or get out, and then what do I do? What's life after that?
Yeah, right.
And so that's where designing this picture of the life that you would love to have is so important. And having a life plan, I think one way that we differentiate ourselves is that we help owners create a life plan for what they're going to do after they own the business. Because so many business owners have been, their identity has been wrapped up in this business. It's all that they have. It's to many, it's more important than their children. And so the thought of something else without the business is inconceivable.
That's a great point. That's one of the big unknowns, is what am I going to do when I'm not coming to the office every day? And so by helping them to kind of dream and imagine that, that's a huge part of what's going on right now, as more and more people are living longer. How do I imagine what it's going to be like? What else do I do? It's a big part.
Well, I've got a great success story on that, and it strikes real close to home, is my stepfather. He, as I said, built this dietary supplement manufacturing business, and it was going gangbusters. And about 15 years ago or so, he was turning down routinely high eight-figure offers for his business. And I said, Jim, what are you doing? I mean, he was 70 years old at the time, and I'm, what are you doing? Why wouldn't you accept these offers? And he looked me square in the eye, and he said, what else would I do?
Wow.
And at the time, I didn't really have an answer for him. And so fast forward about 7 years, and the industry changed, and he was going to have to invest a lot of money to kind of keep up with the trends and have a lot of new equipment to do new things. And there was new compliance rules that came up, and it really just became apparent that he needed to sell the business. And unfortunately, he sold it for significantly less than he would have sold it if he had taken the offers earlier. Still a very nice amount, but less than what he would have received. And the great end of the story is that he's very involved with businesses. He's bought and an investor in lots of other businesses at nearly 84 years old now. He's traveling. He's enjoying time with his grandkids in ways that he never did before. He's loving life and is vibrant, and you'd never know he was 84 years old. And so, he could have started that process much sooner with more money in his pocket, but the happy ending to that particular story is that he got to enjoy that and got to experience that. A lot of business owners don't, because either they won't get out, or unfortunately they pass away or become incapacitated before that they're able to demonetize that business.
That's a great story. It really illustrates a point of the importance of preparing and being ready at when the time's right. Steve, what tips, ideas, or precautions would you tell our listeners about this type of planning?
I would say that the number one tip is get started now. It's never too soon. Stephen Covey and the Seven Habits of Highly Successful People writes, you know, begin with the end in mind. I don't care what stage you are in your business, but especially if you have a mature business or you're a baby boomer business owner, it is time to plan for what this business is going to become in the future, how you're going to exit this business in the future, either voluntarily or involuntarily. It doesn't mean it's time to exit the business, but it's time to come up with a plan so that you can exit the business on your terms for the most value that you possibly can get. That takes planning. That doesn't just happen. And so tip number one is get started ASAP.
Great tip.
I'd say a precaution is make sure that you work with someone that has been trained in this area and that doesn't come in with an agenda, but comes in to work with your existing team or add members to your team if you don't have them, but to be a team leader. This takes a team of specialists to make this happen. And so a true exit planner is a process facilitator. They're not an architect in and of themselves. They lead a process and they lead a team. And so work with someone that's been trained and has background and has done this before to lead that team and lead the process.
That's excellent information. Steve, great interview. How do our listeners get in touch with you, and how would they get a copy of your book?
You can go old school and call me on the phone at 702-804-6474. That's, again, 702-804-6474. Or if you go to my website, which is financialsolutions4business.com, there's a link right there to either get a copy of the book or to do our free report called the Sellability Score, which will help to give you a good idea of how sellable your business is, how attractive it is, and some of the areas that might need to be improved for it to be sellable. So it's a great way to start the discussion on this exit planning process. So either a copy of the book or a free copy of that Sellability Score are available with links right on that front page of financialsolutions4business.com.
So listeners, take heed and listen to Steve's advice, and why wouldn't you get in touch with someone with so much experience and designations to help guide you through this process, at least to talk about it, find out what's there for you, get a copy of his book and his report, and take the quiz. What's it going to hurt you? So financialsolutions4business.com. And check this out. Tell people about this. Tell your friends about this. This is an important part of your life, and you need to really start looking into this. Steve Beatty, thanks very much for joining us today. It's been a real pleasure, and I hope you'll come back again, and we'll talk about some of these other topics much deeper.
Oh, Bill, thank you so much. It's time's flown by. I really appreciate it.
It does fly by, and we'll be in touch. And, Steve, talk to you again real soon.
Look forward to it. Take care, Bill.
I've been talking with Steve Beatty, and we're going to take a short break, and then we'll be back again with another guest at another time. So please join us and tell your friends about ExitCoachRadio.com. We're here for you, the private business owner, our hero. Catch you on the flip side.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing over 250 top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.